Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Shadow and Love: A Healing Guide to Carl Jung Theory, Shadow Work, and Relationships by Davis K. Brimberg is a concise self-help and psychology guide that applies Jungian shadow theory to intimate relationships. The book presents the shadow as the hidden or disowned part of the psyche that can shape shame, defensiveness, attraction, conflict, and self-protection. Rather than treating these hidden patterns as moral failures, Brimberg frames them as material for reflection, integration, and emotional healing. The book is positioned for general readers rather than academic specialists, with an emphasis on accessible explanation, practical guidance, and relationship-focused reflection. Its purpose is to help readers identify unconscious patterns that interfere with love, understand how those patterns may form, and begin a gentler process of shadow work. It also connects shadow work with attachment concerns, relationship trauma, self-acceptance, and journaling practices, making Jungian ideas usable in everyday romantic life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the shadow as a relational force, rather than a private flaw. A central emphasis of the shadow in love is that the shadow is not simply an isolated inner problem. Brimberg applies the Jungian idea to the field of relationships, where hidden fears, shame, needs, and defensive habits often become visible. In this framing, conflict with a partner may reveal material that a person has not fully recognized in the self. A strong reaction, repeated argument, withdrawal, jealousy, or self-sabotaging choice can function as a clue to something unconscious, rather than merely as evidence that a relationship is failing. This approach matters because it shifts the reader from blame toward inquiry. Instead of asking only what is wrong with the other person, the reader is encouraged to ask what the emotional intensity may be exposing. The book does not present the shadow as a dark enemy that should be defeated. It treats shadow material as psychologically meaningful, especially when it appears around intimacy, vulnerability, and rejection. This makes the concept practical for readers who may know little about Jung but recognize recurring relational patterns in their own lives. Secondly, shadow work is a process of gentle recognition and integration. The book presents shadow work as a gradual and compassionate process rather than a dramatic confrontation with hidden darkness. This is an important distinction because many popular discussions of shadow work can become vague, severe, or overly mystical. Brimberg emphasizes recognition, reflection, and integration. The reader is invited to notice patterns that may have been pushed out of conscious awareness because they were painful, shameful, unacceptable, or unsafe to express. The practical value of this approach is that it makes personal insight less threatening. If a person can see a defensive response as an old protective strategy, the response becomes easier to examine without self-condemnation. Integration does not mean acting out every feeling or excusing harmful behavior. It means acknowledging that disowned emotions and needs continue to influence conduct when ignored. By bringing them into awareness, a person can make more deliberate choices in relationships. The book, therefore, uses Jungian theory as a structure for emotional responsibility. It encourages readers to stop fighting hidden parts of themselves and instead understand how those parts developed, what they protect, and how they may be brought into more mature expression. Thirdly, attachment patterns and relationship trauma as entry points into shadow material. The Shadow and Love extends the discussion beyond classical Jungian language by linking shadow dynamics with attachment style and relationship trauma. This connection gives the book a modern therapeutic orientation. Attachment concerns are especially relevant because early emotional experiences can shape how adults seek closeness, respond to distance, and interpret signs of rejection. When these patterns remain unconscious, they may appear as anxious pursuit, emotional shutdown, mistrust, overcontrol, or fear of dependence. Brimberg appears to use attachment as a way to make shadow work concrete. Rather than treating the shadow as an abstract unconscious force, the book places it in recognizable relational behaviors. Relationship trauma also helps explain why some protective patterns persist, even when they damage present intimacy. A person may repeat strategies that once created safety but now create disconnection. This does not remove accountability, but it adds context. The value of combining shadow work with attachment language is that it helps readers identify both the emotional origin and current cost of their patterns. The result is a bridge between Jungian depth psychology and contemporary self-help approaches to intimacy, trauma, and emotional regulation. Fourthly, self-love and self-acceptance as conditions for healthier intimacy. The book treats self-love and self-acceptance not as simple affirmations but as necessary conditions for changing relationship patterns. In the context of shadow work, self-acceptance means being able to face unwanted emotions, needs, and defenses without collapsing into shame. This is especially important in romantic relationships because intimacy often exposes parts of the self that a person would prefer to hide. If those parts are denied, they may emerge indirectly through projection, criticism, avoidance, or emotional reactivity. Brimbird positions self-love as a stabilizing practice that allows readers to examine uncomfortable material without using self-attack as the method of change. This gives the book a healing emphasis rather than a purely diagnostic one. The goal is not to label oneself as damaged or to locate all problems and childhood wounds. The goal is to develop enough inner safety to respond differently when old patterns are activated. In this sense, self-acceptance becomes practical. It can reduce defensiveness. Create room for honest communication and make it easier to distinguish between a present partner behavior and an older emotional wound being reactivated. Lastly, journaling prompts as a practical bridge from theory to relationship behavior. One of the more concrete features associated with the shadow and love is its use of journaling prompts specific to romantic relationships. This matters because shadow work can remain too broad if readers are only told to become more aware of the unconscious. Prompts give the reader a structured way to identify repeated conflicts, emotional triggers, fears of abandonment, protective reactions, and unmet needs. In a relationship context, writing can slow down the speed of reactivity. A person may be able to observe a pattern on the page that feels overwhelming during an argument. Journaling also helps separate interpretation from fact. And say, for example, a reader might examine whether a strong emotional response came from the current situation, a past wound, or a projected fear. The book seems designed to make theory usable through these reflective exercises, rather than leaving Jungian concepts at the level of explanation. The limitation is that journaling alone is not a substitute for therapy when trauma, abuse, or severe relational distress is present. Still, as a self-guided practice, it offers a practical method for turning insight into behavioral awareness. In conclusion, The Shadow and Love is best suited for readers who want an accessible entry into Jungian shadow work through the specific lens of romantic relationships. It will likely appeal to people who notice recurring conflict, emotional reactivity, anxious attachment, shame, or self-sabotage in intimacy, and want a framework for examining those patterns without excessive technical language. It may also be useful for readers who are already familiar with therapy concepts, but want a more depth-oriented vocabulary for understanding hidden motives and defenses. The practical benefit is its focus on recognition and reflection. Readers are encouraged to connect emotional triggers with unconscious patterns, then use self-acceptance and journaling to respond more deliberately. The intellectual benefit is that it introduces the Jungian shadow in a way that is not confined to theory, symbolism, or abstract inner work. Compared with many shadow work books, its distinguishing feature is its relationship-specific orientation. Compared with many relationship self-help books, it stands out by emphasizing unconscious material, projection, shame, and integration, rather than only communication skills or attachment labels. It should not be treated as a comprehensive academic study of Carl Jung, or as a replacement for professional care in serious relational trauma. Its strength lies in offering a clear, compact, and emotionally grounded bridge between Jungian psychology and everyday relationship healing. If you would like to support Davis K. Brimberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.